Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we're going to have open lines this hour. We're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on. One of them is a recent article on Alex Jones' website called U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Predicts U.S. Will Go Into Syria. And it's taken from the Huffington Post on September 18th. And it says that Dr. Kalame Kalazad, that's K-A-L-M-A-Y, Kalazad, K-H-A-L-I-L-Z-A-D, Kalazad, and he is the American ambassador to Iraq. And of course, who is this man? Who is the American ambassador? He's got a fancy-sounding sort of Arabic name, but is he more than simply a casual observer who's talking about the fact that we are going to attack Syria? Well, I will tell you exactly who he is. He's a one of the founding members of the Project for the New American Century. There are only 27 of these people in what we call the neoconservative organization. Project for the New American Century, it was organized in 1997, and you can go to their website, and there you'll find the founding members. Don Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, Liddy, Elliot Abrams, and of course Kalame Kalazad, who today is the American ambassador to Iraq. So when he tells us that we are going to attack Syria, I think that he speaks with the knowledge of the small clique that controls our government. Now, it's very interesting if you go to that website and pull down the major things that are on it and read them and read them and study them. Their website is www.newamericancentury.org. That's www.newamericancentury.org. Their statement of principles is in 1997. Their first letter, which many of them signed to President Clinton, is 1998. It's all up on their website, and they're saying, we've got to attack Iraq. So the plans for attacking Iraq were made long before 9/11. 9/11 was the excuse that was given. That's why we didn't try to stop the attack. We needed another Pearl Harbor. In fact, if you read them that go on with the letters in the year 2000, they wrote another letter to Bill Clinton, and they say, we've got to attack Iraq. And then early in the year 2001, why they write another letter that says, we've got to attack Iraq. But you need to get their Rebuilding America's Defenses. It's a 70-page treatise there. You need to get it. You need to study it. And, of course, you can read my newsletters. And so you'll, of course, go to the very, very salient points. But one of them is that irrespective of whether Saddam Hussein is in power or not, the United States must have troops permanently stationed in Iraq and in the Middle East. And then the only way we're going to be able to really carry out our programs is if there is another surprise attack like another Pearl Harbor. And then how wonderful it is that now we have the ability to create new diseases, genetic diseases, biological diseases that are race-specific. Isn't it wonderful we're going to be able to eliminate specific races? Now, they don't say it's wonderful, but you can tell with the enthusiasm that they write. You need to read the Rebuilding America's Defenses on the PNAC website. You know, spend a day or two studying this. Get out your yellow pen. See what these people are talking and understand that we don't elect our government. They are elected by the occult hierarchy that rules the world. And their people are now in complete and total control of the Bush administration. Their website, newamericancentury.org. Go there. Prove me wrong. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, and so we're going to have open lines. And we started out at the beginning of the program talking about an article that you'll find on the Prison Planet website. That's Alex Jones' website. It's an article entitled U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Predicts U.S. Will Go into Syria. And it comes from the Huffington Post on the 18th of September, 2005, saying that Khaleme Khalilzad, who is the American ambassador to Iraq, had said at a private meeting recently in Colorado that the United States was going to attack Iraq. Now, and simply I pointed out for our listeners who do not know who Khaleme Khalilzad is, he is a member of the original Project for the American Century group, the little cabal that controls the American government today. Now, for those of you who are skeptical and say, oh, come on now, there couldn't be such a thing, I would simply ask you, I hope you can prove me wrong, I want you to go to, not my website, I want you to go to their website, newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org, and pull down the material on that website and copy it, and you really want to copy it, because one of these days they're going to take it down. It's too incriminating, because, of course, that would be used in criminal trials against these people if the truth were ever to come out. But these people were planning on the war with Iraq in 1998. And you will find there the 1997 Statement of Principles of these people. Who were they? Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, Elliot Abrams, Skipper Liddy, and, of course, there are only 27 of them in the original group. Gary Bauer, who, of course, leads the conservative Christian, evangelical Christians, and William Bennett, who, of course, is a spokesman for the Catholics, and, of course, Potter Oates, who, of course, is a so-called Jewish conservative, and none of these people really are conservative at all. They're part of a little fascist clique that controls our government, and they have their spokesmen within the media influencing what the American people think. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was just telling our listeners about, of course, Khaleme Khalilzad, who is the American ambassador to Iraq, who is one of the 27 members, original members, founding members of the Project for the New American Century, whose purpose was to establish a new international order under the control of the United States. And what they're really talking about is establishing the American empire, and which is why we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world today, why we spend more money for our military than the next 20 nations in the world put together, more than Russia and China and England and Germany and France and Great Britain and all the other countries, the next 20 nations. In fact, some people say more than all the countries in the world, but I'd say the next 20 nations, because most countries don't have enough money to spend on the military. But we're spending our money on our military because we want to dominate the world. But we can't let the American people know that. We have our troops still occupying Germany 60 years after the Second World War ended. We have our troops occupying Japan 60 years after the Second World War ended. We have our troops occupying Korea 50 years after the Second World War ended. Now, we justify this by saying, oh, well, we've got to have our troops in Korea to protect the Koreans from the wicked North Koreans. But who is financing the wicked North Koreans? Why, we are. Our tax dollars have funded them for so many years. Humanitarian aid for food. But it's not, of course, to keep the people fed. They starve by the millions over there. It's to keep the corrupt communist government in power. And of course, we have in the past started work on a nuclear power plant for them. We've supplied them oil. We've done everything we could, along with, of course, the Chinese communists and other countries, to keep the wicked communist government in power, the tyrannical communist government. But we can't tell the American people that. Why do we want the government there? Well, that way we can justify keeping our troops in South Korea. And why do we have all of our troops in Japan? Well, we've got to protect Japan from, well, maybe from China, but we're doing everything we can to build up the Chinese economy, even guaranteeing their loans, and so many of their loans from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the Agency for International Development and all of the other myriad chicken soup type alphabetical committees and organizations that we fund are building up the economy of communist China, which is preparing for World War III. Why would you do something like that? Why, for the same reason we built up the economy of Germany prior to World War II. And it was the American corporations that created the war material that would be used to kill our boys between 1949 and 1941 and 1944. People find it difficult to believe anything could be this crass, but the truth of the matter, it really is. And those of you who have not seen my talk, Iraq, the Untold Story, or the syllabus that goes with it, this has so many of the documents that you need to get, or the references to the books you need to get. And those of you who have not gotten the syllabus, I've recommended to you. You'll find out there that the letter I found in Colonel House's paper is from Ambassador Dodd, where he actually is writing to Colonel House in 1936. And Ambassador Dodd is the American ambassador to Germany. And he's saying to Colonel House, why are American corporations, the 100 American corporations that are here in Germany, building up the German war machine? We just got over a war. Nobody wants a war. I mean, the people of Europe don't want a war. So why are we building, why are American corporations building up the German military when there's no profit to be made? There are exchange controls so that the companies can't get any money out of Germany. Do the American stockholders understand what's going on over here? We don't have a reply from Colonel House. He died very shortly after that. And I'm sure he went to hell, where, of course, because he was a Satanist. Colonel House was deeply involved with the occult. But, of course, he would have been advisor to both President Roosevelt and of course, to President Woodrow Wilson. And there's always behind all of our presidents one of the people who come from the occult organizations, guiding them, controlling them, manipulating and controlling them. And that's really the way the world really runs today. And until you understand the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, you can't understand anything that's going on. And tragically, we built up Adolf Hitler, created the best enemy money could buy, covered in many books. James and Poole's books and Suzanne Poole's book, who financed Hitler, Hingham's book called Trading with the Enemy, of course, Professor Sutton's book, which we do carry, entitled The Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. So Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler we do have, but we cover so much of this in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And so you can't understand you know, what's going on today as far as why we are building up communist China, and of course why we've done everything we can, finding one or another justification for sending money to Russia. Oh, well, we've got to help them do something to store their biological weapons. We're going to have to give them a couple of $1 billion so they can have secure biological weapons. Or we're going to have to give a couple of $1 million or maybe 10 or 20 or $30 million to help them destroy their chemical weapons. Oh, we've got to give them money to help them, you know, dismantle their nuclear weapons. But they're not dismantling the nuclear weapons. They're dismantling the older ones and then putting the nuclear material in their new intercontinental ballistic missiles, because they're building new intercontinental ballistic missiles while we're unilaterally disarming. And we're destroying our MX missiles. And the other missiles we spent, you know, billions of dollars to create, and we're destroying them. Why would you do something like that? Unintentionally, when Russia and China are preparing for war. Well, nothing makes sense if you look at it logically, but if you understand that behind everything going on, there are other spiritual forces, and that God is going to bring his judgment on America, then this all makes sense. I mean, Communist China has, I think they hold, $70 billion of American dollars. And yet, those are the government's reserves. And I think the overall reserves are $100, $150 billion. And yet, we're guaranteeing loans so that Westinghouse can build nuclear power plants for Communist China. Now, why are we guaranteeing loans for Communist China? They got plenty of money to guarantee the loans themselves, but they're not doing it. And the money is being guaranteed by you, ladies and gentlemen, because if something should happen and the Chinese Communists should go to war with us, who is going to compensate Westinghouse for building those five nuclear power plants over there? We can't have nuclear power plants in America, but we can build them in Communist China, and we're building one. We've agreed to build one for North Korea, but gee, we couldn't have one here in America because they're not safe, and they're going to contaminate the world, and they're going to blow up, and they're going to be another Chernobyl, and oh, we can give you all the reasons. What are you going to do with the spent fuel? And none of these reasons are legitimate, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call because we don't have anything really planned and we're hoping to hear from you. And maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. Maybe you'd like to talk about something else and we'd be glad to discuss that as well. At least give you our views on what is really going on in the world today. But I fear that America is being set up for God's judgment. I believe that there is going to be a World War III, and I believe we're doing everything we can to build up the Communist Chinese and the Russians in preparation for that war. I believe, of course, we are going to attack Iran sooner or later under one presumption or another. And if you read the articles, we hear all of these incredible things like Iran is preparing to attack the United States. Now, how many of you really believe that Iran is preparing to attack the United States? And yet, that is, of course, the justification that's going to be used for our attack. And I don't know how we're going to justify attacking Syria, but that is the master plan. How do I know what the master plan is? Well, very simply, all you have to do is read the planted articles in the paper, and you see all of these justifications being put out, and then you find out that the United States has came up with a plan for a preemptive nuclear strike on Iran. It was up on the Pentagon webpage, and then suddenly it was taken down, or to justifying a preemptive strike. But even more than that, I heard them, one of the men who designed the plan, talking on Nightline with Ted Koppel. And we actually have a copy of the video. We quote from it extensively in some of our newsletters, and I believe they're in the 911 prior knowledge set, where Irving Kristol is being interviewed by Ted Koppel. And he talks about, you know, how we are going to take down Iran. Of course, we're going to try to take it down by creating unrest there, but we're not going to let them continue indefinitely. We're going to take down Syria. We're going to destabilize North Korea, and we're not going to let them build nuclear weapons. And down the line, we're even going to take out Saudi Arabia. It's the most amazing, interview you've ever heard. Every American should hear it. Who is Irving Kristol? Irving Kristol is the chairman today of the Project for the New American Century. Who members are, of course, Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz and Bolton and all of the key leaders in our government today. And most of them come from the Council on Foreign Relations, or they've been members of the Council, which is truly America's secret government. And they even brag about running the world. In fact, we have an article, any of you would like to see it, we'd be glad to send you the front page, where when Wolfensohn, who was the head of the World Bank for many years, is retired and replaced by Paul Wolfowitz, is addressing David Rockefeller's 90th birthday celebration. And of course, Wolfowitz says, you know, where would the world be if it weren't for people like you here in the Council on Foreign Relations running the world? And that's really what it's all about. They run the world, they create the problems, they build up the enemies, they finance the enemies, then they destroy the enemies. But it's always used to rally the people behind the government, because after all, you have to have an enemy if you're going to rally the people behind the government. You're going to have an enemy if you're going to get the people to be willing to go along with higher taxes. You're going to have an enemy if you're going to get the people to give up their freedom and give up their weapons and send their sons off to fight. In foreign wars that are created, by these wicked people who work behind the scenes. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In the last 3 years, gold and silver have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we've got Jim calling from Missouri. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. How are you, Dr.?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
I have a question. I've talked to you before about Dave Hunt's books.
Right.
And I heard I heard James Bamford on your show, and I read his book, A Pretext for War.
Right.
My question is, with respect to Israel and the Bible and prophecy and all that, and compared with some of the things that Mr. Bamford wrote and what Dave Hunt has written, how does all that work together?
Well, I think that Mr. Bamford is writing from a purely secular point of view, without any real understanding of the spiritual implications of what's coming down the line. I think that Dave Hunt is writing from a purely spiritual point of view, with probably not understanding all of the other machinations of what's going on together. So what I try to do is come down the middle. I think that James Bamford's a fantastic historian. I think his book is fascinating, but I wouldn't believe everything that's there.
I actually questioned some of the theories about 9/11 after he read his book, or after I read his book, because it almost seems like they couldn't pull it off.
The thing is that he doesn't. He is simply taking the information that you will get out of the major media and out of the 9/11 Commission report, and he has never looked behind any of the things that are going on. Obviously, he has not read, or at least didn't cover a lot of the things that were even brought out by the staff that make it very obvious that they were watching Muhammad Atta. If you read the staff report of the 9/11 Commission report, it's very obvious they were tracking Muhammad Atta before 9/11, but they can't tell the American people that. Think of the implication. That is, as General Poindexter said after the Iran-Contra affair, you never tell the president what's going on. President Reagan would love to have known about Iran-Contra, but we couldn't tell him. He had to have plausible deniability, and I believe that's the way it is with George Bush. He knew something was going on, but he didn't know what it was. That's why he was so frightened to death on the morning of 9/11, why he sat there for 6 or 7 minutes reading about a goat after he'd been told America was under attack. He was frightened to death.
I saw a man on C-SPAN 2 on their book TV that had written a book called Nowhere to Hide, mm-hmm, about the surveillance society that we're in now, and you might have him on. He seems
I really should. I've got the book, and I just haven't had a chance to read it. I apologize, but reading 3 or 4 books a week, it takes a lot of my time, especially when we spend 5 hours a day on the radio, and then we have to write our newsletters.
Well, I just of interest, one of the chapters on the book I read on Amazon.com, it's about a computer system from Florida called The Matrix. And that's an acronym, by the way. But anyway, I wonder if that Project Able Danger that's been so much in the news lately wasn't using that program or one very similar to it.
It may very well have. And of course, you know, you hear all this said, oh, well, you know, the government had intercepted all of these transmissions of the day before 9/11, but they didn't get them translated until the follow 2 days later. They have computers that'll do all the translation for them. That is simply a cop-out. You cannot let the American people know the truth. Think of the implications, Jim.
If the American people really
understood that our intelligence agency left those people there to die because they wanted an excuse to go to war with Iraq. That was what it's all about.
Well, I know I've used some free software online that you can put in a passage and it'll translate it from one language to another.
And you mean to tell me that you can get that at the at the local store, but our government doesn't have that? They don't have to translate everything. It's already done by a computer. They're simply lying to the American people.
Well, and that's what I wondered, but I didn't see anything about that in Mr. Bamford's book.
Well, I think that there are a lot of defects in Mr. Bamford's book. Certainly, I don't agree with everything that everybody writes that I put on my program. I want you to hear what they have to say. And I don't argue with them. I want you to hear it. But I hope that, obviously, you are intelligent enough to challenge many of his presuppositions, which were wrong. But there were some important things, and that one of the most important things that here he validates, that on that very morning of September 11th, there were two military exercises taking place. One of them actually simulated a plane being flown into a government building. And that's why, of course, when the air traffic controllers were getting all this information, they thought it was a make-believe attack. They knew the military exercises were going on, and they even asked, is this real or is this a military attack? Wasn't it just lucky for those hijackers that they just happened to pick the very morning that we were going to have the simulated attack to do their attack?
Well, he does write about 3 or 4 of those exercises
right.
in his book.
Right.
NORAD and the one that you're talking about from the NEADS Center in Rome, New York.
There's a lot of truth in there, but there's a lot of falsehood too, and I'm glad you're clever enough to make it out. Hey, we got to let you go. God bless. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Anglo-American establishment and gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we've got Perry calling us from St. Louis. Hi, Perry.
Hello, Dr. Stan.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question? A comment?
Kind of a comment.
Okay.
People today can't seem to grasp the idea how evil and wicked our government is, and
The thing is that they want to believe in our government, and there are a lot of good and wonderful people in the government, but most of them are afraid to speak out. And then there are people who do speak out, and they need our support, like the people who are involved in Able Danger. Their military careers are finished because they're trying to tell the American people that the military and the intelligence agencies knew all about it, Muhammad Atta, at least a year beforehand. But think of the implications.
Yeah, I think it was on Dr. Michael Savage's program last night. He interviewed, I believe it was a Senator Weldon or something about it.
Congressman Kurt Weldon, right.
Yeah, yeah. But with all that in mind, I found a book today at the library called, maybe you carry this, it's called War Against the Weak by Edwin Black.
No, I don't have that one.
Oh, that's something you'd be very interested in. It talked about how our laboratories in the United States back in the 20s and 30s started eugenics, and they were actually going into West Virginia hills and rounding up what you'd call probably hillbillies,
Right. Politically
incorrect, and sterilizing 15-year-old teenagers so they wouldn't reproduce.
We sterilized about 60,000 Americans, and
yeah.
Of course, many of the ideas that were carried out in the German concentration camps originated with Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger and the birth control movement and the eugenic movement in the United States. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, this book is, I'm just getting into it, and it mentioned that Adolf Hitler got our ideas from our government, and Rockefeller and Carnegie.
And of course, that is the key. Rockefeller and Carnegie and these people of great wealth, these people who are so far superior to the rest of us, who know what us common folks should be like. And that's what AIDS is all about. I mean, why do you think it is that 65% of the new AIDS cases in the United States happen to be in blacks when they only make up 10 to 12% of the population? Why is it that in Botswana and Swaziland, 42% of the pregnant women are HIV infected? That is either the most ridiculously failed public health policy or the successful genocidal policy. They're killing off the blacks in Africa, but the average American doesn't want to think that. I'm glad you found the book. I never heard of it, but it sounds absolutely right. We saw the Tuskegee study. We've seen so many things. We know they created all sorts of new diseases here in the United States that are plaguing the American people today.
I totally agree. I think this book would be a good book to promote to show how our government, in collaboration with these large corporations, and he says basically, the eugenics of yesterday is the genetics of today, so he's already stating it's basically still going on.
The Malthusian concepts are in force, and if you haven't read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, it's up on the internet, tells how our major foreign policy is to control the populations of the rest of the world.
And I agree with what you say about vaccines and so forth, and modern medicine today is... I think it's killing us off more than it's helping us.
Well, I think there are a lot of good doctors out there, but you've got to get the information and you've got to get them educated. And you've heard our programs on statin drugs. We got a great new 4-tape set on statin drugs. And if you read what it says in the PDR about Crestor, you see all these advertisements on television. Have you ever seen this one? The fellow's walking down this spiral blue staircase talking about Crestor and getting your cholesterol level down. But if you look at the PDR in Crestor, it says there is no evidence that Crestor affects cardiac morbidity or mortality. That means illness from the heart disease or death from heart disease. There's no evidence that does so. Why are doctors prescribing it? Up above, it says that there's no evidence that, either having a low triglyceride or a high LDL, or I guess... I've forgotten backwards. Anyway, what we're being told, there's no evidence this influences the incidence of coronary artery disease. But they have it so mixed up with all the other verbiage that the average person can't figure out what they're saying, and you're not supposed to. They just confuse you with all that information. Any of our listeners who would like to see those pages from the PDR, we'll get them for you. We'll even underline it in yellow for you. So you can take it to your doctor and say, why are you prescribing this? Because all the other doctors are. If it's not going to help our health and it has all the complications, why are you prescribing it? The average doctor has never read what's in the PDR. Anything else you wanted to say, Perry?
No, I just wanted to update you on that book because it goes along with a lot of things you speak about. So
well, I appreciate it so much. And give me the name of the book again.
War Against the Weak.
War Against the Weak. Is it a new book?
It's an 03 copyright, so it's been out a bit. So Edwin Black is the author.
Black.
Yep.
All right, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you mentioning it. We'll see if we can track it down.
All righty, thank you.
God bless. And let's go to Don, who's calling us from Texas. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. All the lines were blinking, but we've got a couple of open lines now. Hi, Don. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I was wondering if you had ever had Monica Jensen Stevenson on as a guest.
Well, we've got a couple of great interviews with her. In fact, we have one interview in our 4-tape set, The Men We Left Behind, and then another interview in the 4-tape set entitled One Man Returned. And certainly she's a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Okay, great. What is she doing now? Is she still in the media?
No, basically, as you know, she worked for CBS, but after she told the truth about the men we betrayed and left behind, why she became sort of a persona non grata. And then she married William Stevenson, who'd written the book A Man Called Intrepid,
right.
And he's a fascinating individual. And she actually moved to Canada, where they lived together.
Okay.
But she, to my knowledge, has not written anything else since then. She came under such tremendous pressure. You know, they refused to circulate her book called Kiss the Boys Goodbye. I mean, they pulled it off the shelves in our local bookstores. The copies disappeared. She got the copyright back. She moved to Canada. It was republished up there. Somebody immediately bought up the publisher and just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of her book. On the second book she wrote, called Spite House, which we did carry for a while when it was in print, somebody trumped up a lawsuit against her. At least my opinion is they trumped up a lawsuit, and the publisher was forced to destroy all the copies of her second book. But we have her story on our 2-4 tape sets, one, The Men We Left Behind, and the second one, of course, is One Man Returned, the story of Bobby Garwood. So, you know, when you come under pressure like that, pretty soon you wonder if you're really going to get the information out at all. When you tell the truth, you can write all sorts of things that don't tell the truth, but most publishers are not going to put up, you know, lay themselves open for these expensive lawsuits.
Well, great. I'm going to order that set tomorrow.
Okay, fine. I hope you do. That's The Men We Left Behind and One Man Returned, the story of Bobby Garwood. That is, The Men We Left Behind is one of the most gripping 4-tape sets you've ever heard.
Well, I'm going to order it in the morning. Thanks again for everything you do.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate your calling.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Then let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And for those of you who don't know who Monica Jensen Stevenson was, she was a producer for CBS, and she came up with a program that told about the men we abandoned. And tremendous pressure was put on her not to do this, but she did it anyway. She really believed that, you know, you could tell the truth in America, and the truth would set you free, or the truth would be accepted. But it isn't. And they come after you. In fact, we do have an essay that she wrote, the only thing I have in print, that she wrote today. As I say, we used to carry Kiss the Boys Goodbye, but it disappeared off the shelves, and the copies of Spite House were destroyed. But we do carry a book called Into the Buzzsaw by Christine Borgensen, who actually was a producer. I've forgotten who she was. Actually, I think she worked for CBS. Then she worked for ABC, but because she wanted to tell the truth about the downing of TW-800 and the fact that they were lying to the American people. You know, talking to Christine, just a nice lady, who had no idea what she was getting into when she tried to tell the truth about the murder of all these Americans that was covered up by our government. But she eventually, of course, becoming a non-persona non grata, her career in the media was over, but she wrote a book called Into the Buzzsaw. And there she has an article by Monica Jensen Stevenson, who married to William Stevenson, we've been talking about. She has an article, there's an article in there by Gary Webb, who wrote the story about the CIA and drugs, who actually, of course, was blackballed after that. He couldn't get a job any place in the media. He was hounded by our intelligence agencies, and then ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head on two times. That was amazing. Most people, you know, after they shot themselves once, why their pain is so great, but not Gary Webb. He shot himself in the head two times. The bullets came in entirely different positions. Interesting. But we do have an article he wrote about the CIA and drugs, Into the Buzzsaw, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And if you want to get the books or items we talk about, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today, America. Our future, our freedom, our families are under attack. Mike in Santa Cruz, how are you doing, Mike?
Yeah, hi, Stan. You know, maybe that bullet went in and then turned itself around and came back in another way.
No, there were actually two bullet holes, the right adjacent to his head. Interestingly enough, they didn't have any powder burns on him. You wonder how he was able to hold that gun against his head, no powder burns. But there are lots of strange things that happen to people like you and I who take a stand against the occult hierarchy that rules the world.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the story they told us was the truth.
Right.
Just like the oil that we supposedly went after in Afghanistan, you know, back or the, I'm starting to think it's that if there's oil involved in the Afghan invasion, I'm starting to think it's Chinese oil. You know, they there was in the last month or so there was a story where they were going to buy Unocal, and then that didn't happen, and they got Standard instead. And then we were seeing stories about Chinese interest in Kazakhstan oil. And it just got me going thinking that what was the invasion for the sake of the Chinese, or even more complicated, was the invasion for the sake of the corporations, industrial corporations that went from the United States to China, because of course they need a lot of oil for their productions.
Well, I think that Mike, we will never know. We can only conjecture. But I mean, most people thought we went over there for oil, so we could build a pipeline across Afghanistan and control the oil of Iraq. And I'm sure many of the people who are pulling the strings, who wanted this war, who are quite willing to allow 9/1 to take place, who would have a justification for going to war. That's what they really thought it was about. But it's sort of like an onion, you know, and there's an outer ring, and then there's next ring, and then there's the next ring, and the next ring. First of all, we are in Iraq for one reason, and the primary reason, I believe, is to position ourselves in preparation for World War III. And, of course, it's coming. It's just a matter not if, but when it's coming. And also to disrupt the oil supply there so that we could run up the world price of oil temporarily. And, of course, down the line, of course, this is all going to change. But we're in for some very, very difficult times for the next year or two as the artificial shortages are going to be created by cutting off the oil supplies from Iraq and now with Katrina and Rita. This is going to have a devastating effect on our oil production, which so much of it's centered down there in the Gulf.
I'm just wondering if our shortages are going to be made up by Chinese oil. One thing the articles were talking about were the complicity between the Chinese and Standard, and of course, isn't that Rockefeller?
Yes. Actually, what happened was that the Chinese wanted to buy Unocal, and Bush intervened, and Chevron actually bought it. But that, of course, is also Rockefeller. And, Exxon, Esso, Chevron, Mobil—they're all, of course, Rockefeller controlled. So.
Yeah. Well, everything's starting to fall into place, isn't it?
Well, you certainly want to get our newsletter. It's our September newsletter, which is going to deal with the peak oil and the coming oil crisis and what it's going to do to our economy, what it's going to mean to the average person. So the letter's all finished, and it'll be out, of course, early in October.
Yeah, well, there's going to be some rich Chinese as a result, I think.
All right, well, all right. Thanks so much, Mike. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Carlos who's calling. Hi, Carlos, how are you?
Hey, Dr. Stan, good hearing from you. Dr. Stan, you know what really bothers me on this whole war on terrorism is that the news media keeps pinpointing pinpointing at the terrorists as being something out there in the Middle East, external to us. Yet when you start looking at the records, you realize that a lot of the financing for this terrorist, a lot of money that's been laundered through some of these banks, are our own institutions. The Bank of America, Chase Manhattan.
No, Carlos, how are you going to get Chase Manhattan financing the terrorists? Certainly, there's no question the money's coming from Saudi Arabia. It's coming from Pakistan. And initially, of course, most of it came from the various organizations here in the United States. But I don't think you can point to Chevron right now. Maybe you got the documentation. Could you get it to me?
Did you say Chevron?
No, I don't think Chevron is financing the terrorists.
No, I didn't mention Chevron. I just said Bank of America, okay. Chase Manhattan, Bank of Credit and Commerce International. There's a few other banks that are continually, their names keep popping up.
Well, they keep popping up. But the major money is coming from Saudi Arabia. Now, then you might say, well, who's funding Saudi Arabia and keeping them in power? Well, of course, that would be us. Who's funding Pakistan and keeping them in power? That's your tax money. They're the ones who are financing the terrorist movement.
Oh, of course. So you just follow the money trail, you see that our own institutions are financing terrorists. The real terrorists are here in our own space. And, of course, they got our attention diverted and say, oh, you know, Bin Laden's at fault, Saddam Hussein's at fault. And, of course, that's a very great deception. And until we start realizing where the core of terrorism is, which is right here in our own institution, that's when we're really going to start making some strides in finding this terrorism.
All right, Carlos, I think we have to stick with things we know. We know that Saddam Hussein was funded by the United States all during the 1980s. Anybody who would like to verify that, you call 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the Washington Post article, When an Ally Becomes an Enemy. And, of course, much of this is covered in the documentation, how we sent billions of dollars to Saddam Hussein, this wicked Saddam Hussein who's killing his own people and murdering them. Why we sent him billions of dollars during the 1980s. Why would we do something that when we knew how wicked he was? And I think, once again, it's an example of creating the best enemy money can buy. Hey, Carlos, God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Keep up the fight. Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. I always enjoy the open lines. I hope you enjoy them as well. And it's great to know there's so many people out across America who really have a grasp of what's going on in the world today. Now, if any of you would like, of course, to get some of the material that we have put together, why we have Iraq, the Untold Story. It's a syllabus. It's a talk we gave. The two of them together will give you information you won't get elsewhere. And you'll actually get all the information on the project for the New American Center. dispensary simply pull down from their website with an explanation of where to look to find the things that point out there is a master plan, and the war with Iraq was planned long before 9/11. And then, of course, we want to mention we do carry the Berkey products. If you get your Big Berkey or Berkey Light through Radio Liberty, while you get a 4-tape set or video we produce as a bonus, we do hope, of course, you go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day on the Internet, directly or indirectly. And then you can listen to our archive programs. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll get an awful lot of education. And my job is to get you educated so you can educate others, because we truly are involved in an epic struggle for the survival of Western civilizations and the souls of men. Our basic underlying theme is there's a spiritual battle going on. There isn't a cult hierarchy that rules the world, and if you want to know who they are, you need to get my Occult Hierarchy Part 2 newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a free copy if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you have access to the Internet, you can go up to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can pull down my May and June newsletters, read them, analyze them, ask yourself, could it really be true? Is there a spiritual dimension to everything going on today? Is it true that God truly is sovereign? Is it true that there really are demonic forces at work in our society today? Is it really true that there are people who can access those demonic forces? If you watch The Medium on Monday night on ABC, you believe it. But when we tell you over the radio that this is real, why, a lot of people scoff at it, and you shouldn't, because you scoff at the danger of your eternal salvation and, of course, your family's very lives. So understand that there really are demonic forces out there, and there are people in contact with them, and not just simply the medium or the fortune teller or the spiritualist, but people working at the highest levels of our government. And if you doubt it, you need to get the book Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. That's Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. You need to get our books on Masonry. You need to get, and of course my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, has many references to that. Or Masonry Behind the Light, or simply the book Behind the Lodge Door by, and of course the book on Holy Alliances by James Warden. Paul Fisher's Behind the Lodge Door, it goes into great detail about the influence of Masonry at the highest levels of our government. Did you know that 6 of our last 12 presidents have been Masons or have been associated with Masonry? 6 of our last 12 presidents have come from the Council on Foreign Relations. 2 have come from a truly demonic secret society called Skull and Bones. And we have 4 tape sets on Skull and Bones. We have all sorts of books on Skull and Bones. Do you realize that both presidential candidates in 2004 came from the same secret society at Yale that has given us so many of the leaders of our country, and that Skull and Bones people control the CFR very often, control our intelligence agencies, have gotten us into all of the wars we're involved in, the Second World War, the Vietnam War. Well, we're out of time. Please, of course, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.